I think this sort of perspective of asking these questions, why will this still be the leading company 10, 15, 20 years from now, is a really critical one to try to think through. I want to sort of go in two slightly other directions with this monopoly versus competition idea. And I think, I think this is the central idea in my mind for business, for starting business, for thinking about them. And there are some very interesting perspectives I think it gives on the whole, you know, on the whole history of innovation and technology and science, because we've lived through 250, 300 years of incredible technological progress in many, many different domains, steam engine to railways to telephones, refrigeration, household appliances, the computer revolution, aviation, all sorts of different areas of technological innovation. And then there's sort of analogous thing that one can say about science, where we've lived through centuries of enormous amounts of innovation in science as well. And the thing that I think people always miss when they think about these things is that because X and Y are independent variables, some of these things can be extremely valuable innovations, but the people who invent them, who come up with them, do not get rewarded for this.